Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Well, the day we've been talking about seemingly forever has finally arrived. It is primary election day in New York City, with the focus on the race for mayor and mostly on all the Democrats running. The polls open at 6, but our Samantha Liebman is already standing by at one of the city's many polling places, and that would be West Side High. Sam?
Yeah, we may not see a huge turnout for this election. Less than 200,000 people voted in the 9 days of early voting. Many may still opt to vote by mail. That, coupled with ranked choice voting for most of the races, it could be some time till we have a winner on the Democratic side. While we may have to wait for the results, Eric Friedman from the city's campaign finance board says ranked choice gives voters more of a say.
If your favorite candidate doesn't end up being the winner by ranking somebody second, third, fourth, and fifth, you still have the opportunity to pick who does.
Now, there's 8 leading Democrats in the mayor's race, but also a crowded field for a comptroller. Other races include public advocate, borough president, and council seats. Also a crowded field in the Manhattan DA's race. But that one is not ranked choice. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live on the Upper West Side.
Ranked choice voting has been the topic of some controversy over the past few days, with Catherine Garcia and Andrew Yang teaming up to tell their supporters to rank the other candidate as their second choice. Frontrunner Eric Adams accused them of racism for doing that. Mayor de Blasio said it wasn't racist, but he did call it opportunistic, prompting this response from Garcia.
This is about supporting ranked choice voting, and I would think that the current mayor, who knows that New Yorkers approved ranked choice voting by 73%, would be for that as well.
Yang was on with our Bridget Quinn yesterday talking about crime.
I was endorsed by the Police Captains Union of the NYPD because they think I'm the best choice to do this. This is Eric Adams' old union, which should speak volumes about what they think about his character and leadership.
Adams picked up some union endorsements of his own yesterday.
Union leaders joined frontrunner Eric Adams to endorse him. They include Ralph Basley's of Local 983, representing the city's civil service workers.
The reason why we endorse Mr. Adams today, he's a blue-collar guy.
The endorsement teeing up a key Adams campaign theme.
This is a blue-collar city. The city has betrayed you.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Prospect Lefferts Gardens.
There are also a couple of Republicans running in the GOP primary, Fernando Mateo and Curtis Sliwa, who picked up the endorsement of former Mayor Giuliani.
I think he was fighting crime when he was 2 years old. I remember him in 1986 and 87 when this city was out of control. And they were torturing him. And I saw something in him. I saw somebody that wants to protect people.
Polls are open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. We will have returns for you tonight here on 1010 Winds, although, as Samantha mentioned, it could be weeks before the final results are in because of absentee ballots and ranked choice voting. The Mets have a couple of job openings in the back office. The Mets' chief legal officer, David Cohn, and senior vice president for human resources and diversity, Holly Lindvall, have been fired on the recommendation of the law firm hired to look into sexual misconduct allegations against former manager Mickey Callaway. Callaway was actually fired in 2019 for his on-field performance, not the allegations, but he has been banned from Major League Baseball at least through next year. Cohen and Lindvall aren't exactly getting kicked out the door. Owner Stephen Cohen, no relation to David Cohen, says both will remain with the team during a transition period.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.